Blog Talk Radio.
Later because okay, I ain't even gonna tell you why, but I have to repost it. So good morning, everybody. Good morning to you. Yes, yes, yes. Good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing? Everybody's getting ready for Thanksgiving. Hi, Dominique. How are you? Good morning. Good morning. Oh, my gosh, your baby is so beautiful. Remind me of my babies, girl. That's right, honey. Raise them up in the church. I know that is right. And you look gorgeous and just snap right back. Amen. So this morning we're going to be talking about divine intervention. Divine intervention. When I tell you, last night, and it's like be preparing for a word and you just be trusting and just believing God. God, just let it touch somebody. And last week, before we get started, I had my virtual book talk. And, oh, my God, when I tell you, y'all, it was so bomb. It was so crazy. So we're going to pick up where we left off. You all can still, you have still have a chance to join in. I'll send out a new a notification to everyone, and I'll post how you can log on and to be a part. It's going to be after Thanksgiving, but oh my gosh, I am like, ugh, that book talk was everything. My book, A Diamond in the Garden, which is on Amazon, is large print, regular size print. If you want it in Braille, I can send it to you in Braille. However you want to read it, however it suits you to receive that word, yes, it's available for you. So we're going to get started, just waiting for some more people to pop on here. Good morning, Eddie Martin, my mom. How are you on this great morning? So talking about Jairus' daughter on today, just going over just some great things with the Lord. I've just been so fired up, and and I have to share this with you all because sometimes we feel as though when we're going through life, we're the only ones going through it, or we can't share because people are going to laugh at us, people are going to scorn us. But what I've learned is that it doesn't matter how people see you, it doesn't matter how they view you, what type of person you are. You got to know for sure what type of person you are and be comfortable in your skin, be comfortable who you are. And as long as you follow what God called you to do, everything is all right. Amen. So for those who are new to my broadcast on today, I am Reverend Wanda Martin Woodard, the CEO and founder of Hope Victorious. We're going to pray and we're going to dig right in, y'all. Oh, my God, this thing blessed me so much this week. Just asking God, God, you know, what should I speak about 2 weeks ago? God, what should I speak about on today? And he is so faithful. Even when you feel like I don't feel God's presence, he's there. Even when you don't feel like yourself, he's there. You got to do the steps, though, to make sure you feeling like yourself, you feeling like who you are, and who you are is beautiful, who you are is kind. Hallelujah. Look, I learned to speak encouraging words to myself all day long. So those who are dialed into Blog Talk Radio, hello on today. I got all these channels flowing. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, Lord God. I thank you for today and I thank you for every day. I thank you for your new mercies, God. I thank you for just always just being who you said you were, God. Lord, you never lied to us, Father, and I thank you, God. I thank you, Father God, that it's only truth that's within you, Father God. Even when folk have failed us and let us down, you always was there to pick us up. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that everything about you is truth, God. Lord, you love us so much, and you don't make no mistakes. We love you, we love you, love you. We thank you for your son, Jesus, on the cross for our sins, that we may have everlasting life. You send our word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth, Lord Jesus, and shall believe that you have raised your son, Jesus, from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Woo, just love the Lord. Just love the Lord. Amen. So when this morning I'm coming from Mark chapter 5, beginning with, just one moment, guys. Oh, here they go. Hello, everybody on Blog Talk Radio. Just making sure you guys were there. They dial up. I got like all these different things going on, all these different social media channels, but bless God. Amen. So on this morning, I'm reading Mark chapter 5, and the word of the Lord reads, "And forgive my hair being turned. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, and she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. A certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse." So this is the story of Jairus' daughter. In the meanwhile, when Jairus' father went to seek out Jesus and went to find him, because he said, if you would just lay your hands on my daughter, I know that she would be made whole. I know that whatever illness and sickness going on the inside of her, God, you can heal her. But in the midst of all of that, as a woman with an issue of blood, she came up, and because there were so many people thronging and pulling on him and following him, this woman came up in the midst. But what is so awesome about this, when I tell you divine intervention, like God is, he's everywhere. He's omnipresent. And sometimes we be looking like, oh, my God, Jesus, thank you. That person is blessed. That person is getting blessed. God, what about my family? What about us over here? But in the midst of blessing, God went from one person to the other. Woo, he is a bad somebody when I tell you. Oh, my God. So even in the midst of Jairus' father coming to him, in the midst of all of that, someone else came to him for healing. So when I tell you that blessings trickle down, when I tell you that hold on, dear soldier, hold on, God got you. He hears your prayers. He hears the concerns of your family. He hears the concerns of you as an individual. He hears you. You just got to do your part and hold on. You got to do your part and keep on trusting and believing God, because he shall come forward and he shall come forth and he shall come forth. Amen. But it's something, because this is just me talking. You can get so wrapped up into yourself and be thinking, wait a minute, I'm the one who asked them. Then somebody else come and into, like my family always say, oh, my God, sometimes you just have like a one-track mind. I'm like, because I'm moving forward. I'm looking forward. Don't know interruptions. And my daughter can be like that too. Don't be spontaneous. If you say you're going to do something, she expects you to do it. Don't alter your plans. And she be like, you switch plans? I knew it. Oh, my gosh. That in the midst of Jesus going to heal Jairus' daughter, another woman walked up and needed his attention. And sometimes in our mind, we like, God, I'm waiting on you, but I see you over there blessing them. Don't you know God is everywhere? He's omnipresent. He can bless at the same time, because that's the kind of God that we serve, that he's that powerful, that blessings go all over the world. Woo, Jesus, all over the world. to bless everybody at the same time, individually or simultaneously, however God decides to bless. Don't you know he got the power to do it? While he's at somebody else's door, he could be at yours too. That's the kind of God that we serve. He's powerful. He's God. Oh, Jesus. People crack me up. I threw it in the universe. Why? Why don't you just give that to God? God created the universe. So what you talking about? The universe? God created the universe. Don't you want to praise the person that created the universe and not sow it to the universe, but who created the universe? Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Glory be to God. Verse 27 said, when she heard of Jesus, so this is the woman with the issue of blood. So when she heard Jesus was in town. Let me, that's another thing. In the midst of Jairus' father coming to him and saying, could you come and heal my daughter? What happened? This woman with the issue of blood was like, okay, guess what? I heard Jesus was in town. See, there's nothing wrong with somebody getting something that you want. And it's not so much that they come and want what you want. They just in the midst of the blessings. Amen. Amen. When she had heard of Jesus, came in pressed behind him and touched his garment, for she said, if I may touch but clothes, I shall be whole. And this is this woman saying to himself, not even knowing he's going somewhere to heal somebody else, but because she was like, you know what, I just want to be in the midst. I'm going to be in the midst of the blessings. You ever get to a point where you're saying, and this woman had an issue of blood, and I'm not going to get deep into that, but in those cultures and those different rules, when a woman was on her menstrual, you wasn't supposed to come around nobody. It was all type of ceremonials that you had to do. She was ceremonially defiled. So it was all kind of things that they had to do to prepare to be around folks. So you just could not walk around folks. But see, in the midst of her menstrual being on in her mind, and I know people looking at me and throwing, so I'm going to contaminate them because they're around me. But what she did was she took a step of faith. She took a leap of faith. So even when she looked crazy to other folks, even when folks looked at her like, you don't belong, you don't fit in with us, she still said, no, I belong here. I belong in this room. But because Jesus crossed all those barriers and he loved us equally, man and woman. Ooh, Jesus, let me tell you something. That was another thing. This woman had faith beyond faith. It didn't matter how folk looked at her. It didn't matter how folk felt like, if you come near me, then I know that I can't come out for like 7 days. But she's like, okay, but that's your issue. But my issue right now is for God to heal me, and I know that he can heal me. But in the midst of all of those people thronging and pulling on him, she was still willing to be up in the midst to get her blessings. Sometimes we don't want to get our hands dirty. We don't want to get our feet dirty. We just want God to bless us. But when I tell you I had to crawl for some blessings, I had to, whew, Jesus, oh my God, I had to war for some blessings to come my way. War for that. Look at Daniel, who prayed for 21 days, but on the first day his prayer was answered, but he had to wait for that thing. Hallelujah, when it was caught up in warfare. But see, God don't make no mistakes. He knows when that blessing's supposed to land, when that blessing's supposed to drop on you. He knows when it's supposed to come forth. Huh? Yes, he does. So, and guess what? Don't be afraid of spiritual warfare. Our weapons are not a carnal, but mighty through God are pulling down the strongholds. Hallelujah. You hear me? Our weapons are not carnal. It's not carnal. It's not pulling out guns. It's not pulling out knives. It's praying against that thing, wrestling against rulers of this world. But guess who's bigger than those rulers of those world? Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. So in the midst of Daniel praying, and Michael was down there fighting it. Gabriel was fighting it first. And then God sent Michael to go down there to help break that thing. Oh, Jesus, glory be to God. Don't you know that God will send help for you? Don't you know that he's already there waiting for you? Just say, Lord, I need you. God, help me. You don't got to do all those big elaborate prayers, but just say, God, I need you. God, I need you. Help me, God. In the midst of me going through so bad, when I felt like my whole body was just numb, couldn't even get a prayer out. But what I could say is, Jesus, help me. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm trying to control myself right now. Oh, my God. Verse 29, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she fell, woo, Jesus, and she felt it in her body that she was healed of that plague. She felt it in her body. The moment that she touched his garment, the moment that she touched his clothes, she felt the blood dry up. Woo, Jesus, she felt her flow just dry up. Woo, glory be to God. Let me tell you about Jesus when he's in the healing business. But because she did not care how many folk was around, because she didn't care whether or not she had to get down on her knees for that blessing, to crawl for that blessing, woo, glory be to God, to wrestle with that thing, to get her blessing, to get her breakthrough. But if she would have stayed home, whoa, Lord have mercy, Jesus. If she would have stayed home, what do you think would have happened in the midst? Mm-mm. Would she have gotten her healing? No, you sitting home doing nothing. But she got up and she worked out her faith. She worked out her soul salvation. She worked up. She worked it out. She worked it out. My dad always said, you always be asking God to bless, bless, bless. But what part are you taking? Are you praying? Are you fasting? Are you getting up and still working? Are you still researching? Are you still Googling? Are you still doing your part? Hallelujah. Are you doing your part believing? See, she believed and she said, if I could just touch his garment, if I could just touch, hallelujah. She knew because she believed that she was going to be healed, even if she touched his clothes. Oh, Jesus, talking about the anointing, tell you divine intervention. When God divinely do some things and then you be boggled and you be thinking, what? How did that happen? Lord, how did that happen? You'd be so boggled, like, Lord, how did that happen? But don't you know what happened? Because God said it would happen, and because God did it for you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Verse 30 says, and Jesus immediately knowing in himself that that virtue had gone out of him. So he knew that that virtue had gone out of him. He said, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? Who? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and saith, thou, who touched me? Now, he's God Almighty, and his disciples saying, no, it's just the people pulling on you. But see, he knew, whoo, Jesus, what happened on the inside of him. Isn't that something when things happen to you and people question that? Well, how did that happen? Well, how do you know? Well, why would you do this? Or, well, why would you do that? And you know on the inside that God did confirm some things to say yes, no, maybe, let's wait on it. Whatever God may speak to you, it's going to be done. Folk is always questioning you. Well, why would, well, are you sure? Why would God do it that way? You can't question God. You can't question what he does. Don't question it. Just go along with the flow, because at the end of the day, he got you. At the end of the day, he will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. And that's all you need to know. If God said it, it is so. Oh, Jesus. And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But see, he didn't even have to even explain to his disciples. Uh-huh. He said, okay, now go around and see, because, see, I know what happened to me. I know the direction God told me to go in. I know what he spoke to me. So you just got to trust God and trust the process. And you got to know that God does stuff divinely. Hallelujah, God. Woo. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. Woo, Jesus. And the truth shall set you free. Oh my God. Oh my God. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Woo. While he yet spake, there came forth the ruler of the synagogue in the midst of, woo, they was just Jesus. I know Jesus was like, Lord, no wonder he went on the best boat and rested for a while. Because those folks was like, okay. And you know how people constantly pulling on you. Oh, my God, Lord, have mercy. Wow, but Jesus just loved it. While he yet spake, there came forth the ruler of the synagogue. So while he was healing on his way to Jairus, to see Jairus' daughter, on the midst of going to Jairus' house to heal the daughter, a woman came up with him with an issue of blood. But Jesus just loved it. Isn't it something where you could just love ministry? Jesus loved ministry so much. He just loved, and he loves us so much. when you have that much passion about healing, about serving people, oh, God is so awesome. I just love him because he is so powerful and so mighty. But you, and when the scripture I just read above that, when the disciples said, tried to tell him that what he thought was people pulling on him, and he didn't even answer them. He just said, who touched me? Because, see, he knew what happened to him on the inside. Don't allow people to keep questioning your decisions. Why, especially when you got confirmation from God. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. When you get confirmation from God, you don't have to explain yourself to nobody. You don't even got to explain this in the midst, because sometimes folk ain't going to understand it. The woman with the issue of blood, I'm sure her friends would understand it. No, first of all, sis, you don't need to be out there, because you know that you're not supposed to go out there with your menstrual on. But she's like, look, I got to get healed. I heard Jesus was in town. I got to take a leap of faith. Yeah, folk not going to want to be around me. Yes, they know I've been bleeding for 12 years. Yes, they're going to act like, you know, I'm all diseased. I got so many diseases. They're going to contract it. But in her mind and in her spirit and by her faith, she said, if I could just touch his clothes, I know I'll be made whole. Oh, Jesus. But it was her faith that she believed. Amen. So in the midst of him healing, verse 55, while he yet spake, there came from the rulers, the ruler of the synagogue's house, certain which said, thy daughter is dead. So this is someone who came from Jairus' house, the ruler of the synagogue, the ruler's house, that said, came from the synagogue and came from the ruler's house in the midst of Jesus going to heal Jairus and saying, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? So in other words, why even trouble Jesus any further? Because the daughter is already dead. Whew, Jesus. Oh, my God. It ain't over till God says that it's over. Do you hear me? It ain't over till God says that it's over. Oh, my, and that's, oh, God, God has just given so much revelation on today. Hallelujah. Even when folks tell you, because someone from the synagogue came and told Jairus and Jesus that don't even bother the master no more because the little girl is already dead. But guess what? God didn't stop. He kept going on because he's God. And that's another thing. We stop in our tracks all day long because we feel as though it's over. It ain't over till God says that it's over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't stop in your tracks because that door was closed. Don't stop in your tracks because ain't nothing turning over for you. Don't you know God is overturning appeals? He's overturning people's decisions. He will overturn that thing. That thing that you thought was dead is alive. You just got to work at it, resurrect that thing. Hallelujah, Jesus. And it's awaiting. We got to wait for the Lord. Wait for the Lord. And we have a problem waiting. I know, because I'm one. Be like, oh, God, when? But it's always come on time. It's always come on time. Just continue to be kind, continue to be nice, and work that thing out. See, Jesus didn't stop just because they said that the little girl was there, because, see, he knew the power that was within him. God gave you the same power. Greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. He gave you that power, hallelujah, to tread over demons and scorpions and any evil thing that it would not harm you. He has given you the power. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. But our weapon are not warfare, but mighty through God. Our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through God. Our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through God of pulling down the stronghold. See, we want to fight with guns and knives, but God wants you to fight in the spirit realm. Woo, Jesus, hallelujah, with prayer. Woo, Jesus, hallelujah. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid. Jesus is a bad somebody, honey. He said to the ruler of the synagogue. See, the ruler of the synagogue was coming to tell, what you telling me? But look at God. God was not puffed up. He was not all proud. Ooh, I just love him so much. Hallelujah. And we got a nerve to walk around proud and all haughty in our spirit. You know, like we all of that. God walked around so humble, and he was the Messiah. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. And he could have just, you know, but he said, do not be afraid. Because in other words, he felt fear in the other guy. That, oh, my God, he's dead now. The little girl is dead. But he said, be not afraid. Ooh, look how he just talked. I just love him. Look how he talks to us. Jesus heard the word that was spoken. He said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. He said, only believe. Only believe. Just believe. After he suffered, no man to follow him. Look at Jesus. Jesus is like, I don't want none of y'all following me. All of y'all nosy bodies. I got work to do. Oh, my God. And verse 37 said, and he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. That's all he wanted to go with him. Mm-hmm. So the rest of y'all just stay here. I'll be back. But y'all can't go with me on this mission. I got certain people. See, there's certain people that you want around you in your life because everybody can't go with you. Oh, Jesus, everybody can't go. And sometimes it's hard for us to comprehend that because it's long, it's lifelong relationships that they can't go where we're going. Now, God is not saying, hey, I ain't going to never see you again or we ain't going to ever eat dinner again or lunch again. But no, on specific tasks, that person or those people can't go with you and it's okay. But let me tell you, when they your friends, they will respect that and be like, okay, I'll catch you when you get back, bro. I'll catch you when you get back, sis. I'll catch you when you get back. So those are people who genuinely care for you, but the ones who be so upset because they can't go on certain journeys, they can't go on certain trips because you didn't ask them, get all messed up and all angry with you, that's not a friend. Because when they see the pictures and when they tell you, you should say congratulations. Oh, did you have a great time? Oh, my God, I'm glad you had a good time. Okay. Well, sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. I hope you have a good time. Let me know how the trip was when you get back. Verse 38 says, and he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, which was Jairus' daughter, and seeth the tumult, and then that and them that wept and wailed greatly. So he seen the turmoil when he went to the house, and he seen that they was weeping and wailed greatly. Oh my gosh, of yes, and God know that yes, they will weep over their loved one. Amen. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. He said, the damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. So why are you doing all of that? Like he told the ruler of the synagogue, who's Jairus' daughter, Jairus' father, just believe. Don't be afraid. Just believe. Oh, Jesus, just believe. Because sometimes he could have been thinking in his mind, but if we would have went straight there and he didn't stop to heal that woman, then my daughter would have lived. And I'm not saying this what he said, but just using my own imagination, how we get so emotional and all up in our feelings. But in the midst of that, be not afraid because it's okay. Be not afraid. Believe, he said. So he got all worked up, but just believe it. Because sometimes he thought, God, if you would have came yesterday, God, if you would have broke through, delivered this day, that day, then, you know, this would have happened. That would not have happened. God knows everything. And everything he does is perfect. And when you think back of the times we thought that God should have came earlier or the time that when he should have came, we thought when he should have come, it worked out smoothly. Because when you think back, you say, now I understand why you didn't come in because this one right here is right on time. Woo, glory be to God. And they laughed him to scorn. You see that? Oh, my God. Let me read that again. This is verse 39. I'm coming from Mark chapter 5, verse 39. It says, and when he was come in, he said unto them, why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. Verse 40, and they laughed him to scorn. Whew. That's why he sent some of them away and just say, wait for me. Mm-hmm. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, go ahead, Jesus, put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel and them that were with him and entered in where the damsel was lying. So everybody that was already at the house, he already told some of the disciples, I'm just going to take a few of y'all. Mm-hmm. And the people who was following, y'all can't come. But when he got to the house, it was people there. He had to put them out because they start laughing. Because he said, why are you all weeping? The little girl is just asleep. And they laugh. Isn't that something when God bless you and when God hold off hold off. It seems like he's holding off, but he's really not holding off because on time with the Lord. But isn't it something when people watch your walk and watch how you serve God and watch how you love on God and you call on the name and you say, oh, God is going to fix it, even if you fell out of fellowship with God, like you don't serve him like you used to, you stop going to church and, you know, you stop praying. And you know how we fall off from God. We stop praying. We just get up like, okay, no good morning, God, no nothing. And then we start talking about the Lord, and folks turn around and look at us like, oh, you talking about Jesus? Oh, he really going to help you? Well, I know what you did last night. So how he going to come help you in your sin? How he gonna... Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. God loves you in spite of what you did last night, in spite of your thoughts. Ask God to forgive you for your sins. Ask God to clear your mind, your thoughts. You don't think that God knew you was going to think that before you even thought it, huh? He's that kind of God. You don't think he knew what you was going to do before you even did it? God loves you. He's a forgiving God. Ask God to forgive you for your sins. Hallelujah. If God is for you, who could be against you? God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Oh, Jesus, glory, if he said it, it is so, and it will be done. Don't allow folk to get you off track. Don't allow folk to keep you from praising and giving your testimony, because that's another thing. Folk be all up in their head looking at you because every time you turn around, you praise the Lord. Keep praising him. Keep believing him. Hallelujah. Don't shut your mouth up for people. Just keep praising him. Keep thanking him. But look, they scorned and they laughed because in their minds, this little girl is gone. But she wasn't gone. She was just asleep. So God said, you know, told the ruler of the synagogue, just believe. Why are y'all crying? Just believe. You believe that I can heal her? Then told Jesus, you believe that I can heal her? So I know you can believe that I can carry this thing through, because a little interruption, a little interruption in the plan that we thought was an interruption, that wasn't an interruption, that woman coming to me and asking me to heal, and I healed her. Hallelujah. No. That wasn't an interruption in the plan because I stopped to do something else. It wasn't an interruption in the plan when you think that God went over you to bless somebody else and you've been waiting for so long. And this person just came about, and look how God opened up doors for them. Mm-mm. No. That's not an interruption. It's an interruption for you, but it's not an interruption for God. Because, see, God already knows. He's all-knowing. He's all-powerful, and he knows everything. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So even in the midst of maybe Jairus' father and the mother thinking that, oh, my God, if you would have just come straight here, this would never have happened. They didn't say it, but sometimes in our emotions get all out of control. When we grieving, when we upset about things. But see, it was no interruption that was supposed to be done, because when I get there, I'm still going to heal it. God is not a man that he should lie. He's not going to lie to you. If he said it, and it is so. Jerry said, could you come to my house to heal my daughter? God went and walked, so he can't do it for you. And even though it seemed like everything was shifted and going in the right way, and then all of a sudden, here comes some type of interruption, and is it going to happen? Yeah, it's going to happen for me. Yeah, it's going to happen for you. Who, Jesus? Yes, it's going to happen. When the Bible's irrevocable, he got so discouraged because the enemy camped against him and weakened his hands. So he stopped building the temple that was burned down in Jerusalem, Solomon's temple. God called him and told him to build it. So in the midst of that, he became so frustrated that he stopped the work. They stopped. They thought they stopped his purpose, but they didn't stop the purpose, because however many years it took Zerubbabel to get back, when God sent those two prophets, hey, guys, Zechariah, to speak life into him, to stir up the spirit in him again, to get back to the work, guess what? It was done and it was completed. See, we think we all passed, but ain't nothing off task with God. And even though we feel we are, God is not able to pick you up, to put you on the right track, to put you back on the train, to go in the right direction, do what he called you to do. Oh, yeah, because he's that kind of God. Did he blast Zerubbabel out for taking off, for being discouraged for that amount of years? Mm-mm. He said, okay, I'm going to send these two prophets to go speak life into him, to start a gift back up in him, because, see, there was a gift of work in him. Go ahead and do that work. Go ahead and rebuild that temple. And guess what? It was rebuilt and it was done. Why? Because God said it. and it was going to be so. So anytime we feel like there's interruption, ain't no interruption with God. And even when things come and we feel like it's an interruption, don't you know that God is not going to finish it? He's not going to finish the job. He's not going to get it done. Oh, yeah, just like building a house. And they say you need more ply or plywood or whatever to keep rebuilding the house, more bricks, more stones. And then the manufacturer, who you get them from, is like, well, they coming from a different country, so it's on hold. So now you're waiting for your house to be built. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. He called it. Oh, Jesus, I thank you. Well, glory be to God, waiting for your house to be built. Don't you know it's not in vain? Don't you know those bricks are still going to come from that different country? Don't you know every stone is going to be sent to get that job done if it's yours because God is yours? Oh, Jesus, just believe, believe. That was our word for the Martin family for 2021, for this whole 2022, for this whole year, believe. We believed on some things and seen God unfold some things. But guess what? Oh, Jesus. Jesus, this year ain't over. It ain't over till God says that it's over. Believe on those things. Believe on those things. Ooh, that was our word for the year. Believe, and we've seen God unfolding. He's not done unfolding for the Martin family. He's not done unfolding things for you. He's not done. Why? Because we believe. And why? Because we believe. Why? Because you believe on this day. Believe on this day. Believe. Oh, Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, my God, verse 41. Oh, my God, my broadcast is getting ready in a minute. You guys who dive in on Blog Talk Radio, just go over to my Facebook page, Hope Victorious. Amen. And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, hallelujah. He said to leave town, I'm mixing the words all up, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise.